You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Tonight, Boise High School officials will come to the school board meeting with a plan to change that school's mascot. Since the 1920s, the high school's mascot has been the Braves. The new mascot would be Boise Brave. This comes after Teton High School over in eastern Idaho decided to stop using its Redskins mascot. Idaho Statesman reporter Mike Laklama broke this story, and he has written in depth about the Boise High mascot's history, as well as the effort over time to change it. He's joining us live in studio now with more on this. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me discuss this topic.
Okay, so give us some history, Mike, about this, because this mascot, what, dates as far back as the early 1900s, right?
It's, a little up for debate, you know, when schools became mascots. I mean, mascots weren't really a thing in 1900. Right. So, I mean, our first reference in the Idaho Statesman was in 1908. By 1920s, it kind of became more regular. It was kind of a one-off at that point. 1921, we were referring to it regularly. And then 1923, the school yearbook is when they first started using it. And then in 1924, kind of along these same lines, U.S. passed the Indian citizenship. Before that, Native Americans did not have full U.S. citizenship rights.
So, you know, back in the 1920s, it was a completely different time. So having a mascot as the Boise Braves, where there is a tomahawk depiction, nobody really blinked an eye. Fast forward us to, you know, the 20th century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it definitely changed. I mean, up until really, you know, probably it's been an issue at Boise High probably the last 10, 15 years, according to people I've talked to there. It's kind of come up every once in a while of, hey, this isn't the best representation, and especially really kind of demographics of what Boise High is, you know, a North End type school. It's a little more prominent issue there than it would be probably some other places, but it's definitely continually come up over the years. And at this point now, the high school's kind of leadership, and they're kind of moving forward with the plan, and they're looking to do something about it now officially, as opposed to kind of just continuing to discuss it.
So you say about 10 to 15 years ago is when you know, there was kind of rumblings of maybe changing it. So talk to me about what they've already done, because I know one of the things was there was a huge mural, right, in the gymnasium, and they were like, well, we got rid of that.
Yeah, there was a big mural on the side of the gym, which they just redid, actually. They removed that in 2016. It was, you know, a guy, red skin, tomahawk, loincloth, knife, you know, this real tough-looking Native American, but in 1920, no one really blinked an eye at that, like you said. But in 2019, you start looking at stereotypes and damaging roles stereotypes have, especially in a public education setting. They decided, let's remove that. At the time, they said they had no plans to change the mascot, but as things have continued to evolve over the years and the tribes have gotten more and more involved, they've decided now that they would like to change the mascot.
So talk to me about the tribes, because Native Americans have objected to this, and not just this particular mascot. I mean, as we mentioned, Teton High School went through quite a bit of controversy, and even within the town, to change their mascot, which they just recently changed. And I believe two of the tribes, you know, were very much opposed to that mascot as well.
Yeah, the Shoshone-Bannock tribe has kind of been the most publicly outspoken tribe, the leader on it so far. The Nez Perce also were in support of the changing of the Teton Redskins name. You know, Redskins comes with a little easier argument. I mean, that's a dictionary-defined offensive term. People may say they don't mean it as offensive, and after listening to, you know, probably 10 hours of public testimony, it's hard to dismiss that that's what they mean. I think that is what they truly mean. They mean it in a positive way, but when someone is telling you that is not how they feel about that word. Mm. It is incumbent upon, at least according to these school districts, it's incumbent upon them to listen to that and respond to that.
And what has been the response from the Native American tribes about the Boise Brave mascot?
Boise High reached out to them this summer. They kind of finally reached a tipping point, and they were finally at a point where they felt like they were ready and said, hey, how do you guys feel about this? We've had our own discussions, but our own discussions really aren't that relevant. How do you guys feel about that? And they've been working with them over the summer about, you know, Brave. Most people think of it as a, you know, positive meaning, something to look up to, a high standard to meet. But to them, that evokes a part of their history where they were hunted, you know, for sports by white settlers and were given that name. That's not a name that exists in the Shoshone language. That's not a name that exists in, that's not a depiction that they have of themselves. Mm. That's something that someone else gave them. And so evoking that part of their history is not something they want to see continued.
We're talking with Idaho Statesman reporter Mike Laklama about the proposed Boise High School mascot change. I have followed this a bit, and I've what has been fascinating to me has been the response on social media around this, because there are people in support of it, but not surprisingly, there are people who are alums, most mm-hmm. of them, very much against this. And talk to me about the people you have come into contact with this, having covered this story in depth, and the emotion around this.
I mean, I would say I've not heard. I mean, I'm comparing Boise High to Teton because right. I've just done both this summer. The Teton one had gotten real ugly because it had been an issue. They tried to do it in 2013 as well and backed down. So it kind of
the superintendent there in 2013
just said, "We're doing it." Yeah. Period. I don't care what anyone thinks. And he ultimately had to back down in the face of community backlash, and it's kind of came back up again. So they, you know, battle lines have been drawn for 6-7 years. They were a little more easy identifiable, whereas now it's kind of come up. I think it kind of caught a lot of people off surprise, or hasn't necessarily been a lot of time for mobilization. I mean, there's definitely been people who there's a, you know, a petition going around of mm-hmm. we want to keep the mascots, and you know, 100 or so people have signed it. But it, you know, it hasn't been in Boise, at least that I've heard. There hasn't been the, you know, emotional backlash that I've seen in other parts.
Does it seem like it has just been a matter of time until this mascot changed at Boise High?
It does kind of seem like that. It's kind of one of those things. They, like I said, they removed the mural. They've changed their logos over the years away from an Indian head, which the Shoshone Bannock tribe informed them. By the way, none of those logos look anything like a Native American Idaho would have looked like. Those are depictions of Native Americans from other regions. Mm. We don't look like that. So they've done these slowly over the year, kind of slowly moved to it. It seemed like, yeah, it was ultimately going to get to this point at some point. Whether or not the school board says yes or no, well, obviously we'll find out tonight. But the push seemed like it was always headed towards this end.
So take us to tonight. There will be a school board meeting. This will come up for a vote.
Yes, the Boise High Administration, they're proposing this plan to change it. The school board can say yes or no. Their indications are that some of the school board members went with them to Fort Hall about 2 weeks ago to meet with the tribe. So there's some people that they're not caught off guard by it. But what school boards always do is always a surprise. You know, they tend to get cold feet sometimes, and this is moving really fast. In fairness to people who want to keep it, this is moving very fast. So what they do tonight, we'll just have to wait and see.
And if it changes, they will go from the Braves to Brave or to Boise Brave. What will the new mascot potentially be?
It'll be the Brave singular, which is a little kind of hard to hear at first. It's a little hard on your ear, but there are others. There's a school in Oregon that did a similar thing. Mm-hmm. Oregon has a law that says if you want to have a Native American mascot, you need approval from the tribes in your area. And so about 6 or 7 schools, I think, got it and kept theirs. And in doing so, were able to work with the tribes to get more education in their school about Native American history and from their perspective, which is something Boise High is, that's a goal of theirs as they're working through. It's still very much in motion and in plan, but it's not unprecedented. This Brave, it's a little, I understand it's a little hard to hear, but they're looking to use, you know, all the positive aspects of the Braves mascots, trying to keep that and display that in a new way that isn't, you know, derogatory to the tribe.
And would the tribes have to kind of sign off on something like that, as they've done in Oregon, where if they want to somehow keep that cultural aspect of it, what kind of voice do the tribes have in that?
I mean, really, up to the schools. The tribes, there's nothing in state law like in
right.
Oregon. They've asked the State Board of Education, the legislator, and the governor to make this a state law, to basically just to ban them outright. And they're only dealing with high schools at this point. There's a ton of, you know, middle schools and junior highs and elementary schools that also have Native American mascots too, but they're just starting with the high schools. So what their perspective going forward or their input going forward is really up to the local school district. And I give credit to Boise High and to Teton High School. They both initiated these conversations. They did not come from the tribe asking them to change it. They came from those schools asking the tribe what they felt about this and how they would feel about a possible change. That's kind of been one of the misnomers, is that with the tribes out here telling you to do this. It's like, no, they actually reached out to them and asked them.
Could this be precedent setting tonight? Because as you said, I mean, the Boise High, you know, it's a prominent high school, right? I mean, it is in downtown Boise. You know, the school is very easy to see, their logo, their mascot. But as you said, there are numerous other middle schools, even elementary schools, that still have those Native American mascots. Do you see a precedent potentially being set with how this vote goes tonight?
I think, I mean, so Teton was the first. Boise could potentially be the second. I think there will be more in the coming years. Who those are and where those will be and how fast that comes is obviously we'll have to find out. But I do think that we've kind of hit a tipping point where I think there's going to be more. I don't think it ends. This discussion does not end tonight with Boise High and a yes or no vote or a punt to a later date to vote to gather more inputs. I think this is going to be a continuing debate for years to come.
Will people be able to come in and speak their mind? Like, is it kind of a public hearing like it was with the Teton High School, or is this a closed meeting?
No, it's a public school board meeting, just like any other one. You can sign up and testify, and there will, I'm sure, be a time limit of some sort, like 5 minutes, but it's just like any other public agency meeting. You can come and testify and voice your opinion and tell people how you feel.
And you'll be there tonight.
I'll be there.
I really appreciate you coming in and talking about this. We've been talking with Idaho Statesman reporter Mike Liklama about the proposed Boise High mascot change. That meeting is tonight, that public school board meeting. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Up next, the city of Boise will be holding a public hearing on the main library. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.